All right, so this week we're joined by Jay Valento, very successful real estate agent. Jay, welcome to the show, Magnified. Really appreciate you joining us.
Thank you.
Yeah, so I like to have the guests introduce themselves rather than me interpreting one's success or one's time in real estate. I kind of let you explain that to us. So you want to give us a brief overview of your time in real estate, what you've been up to? That'd be great.
Great. Well, I've been in real estate for about 30 years now, and I started a website back in 2003 called redwagonteam.com, and I built a real estate team with a friend of mine, and we just took advantage of the internet as much as possible until Zillow launched in 2011, and or when around that time, and we were generating about 600 leads a month, and I had about 12 agents working with us, and we were just helping everybody out at the time, and then just, you know, then Google makes changes and we make changes. And so now I'm using Showcase IDX. Don't have 600 leads a month, but if you could work that out for me, that'd be great, because I don't run any ads at all on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, or Zillow. So it's all organic search. And I just come up with creative ideas to get people there and to fill out forms that normally people don't fill out. I've gotten a couple creative, crazy forms to fill out, and then that creates more high quality leads.
Okay. So it's interesting to me, because you've been a customer of ours for a very long time, at least since I've been at the company. And because I kind of got into an onboarding and then I went into the business development side of things, I don't get to deal with you much. So all I know is that everybody at Showcase loves you and you're great to deal with. So I'm really interested to hear how you got into real estate and how your business is running now. So I want to get to the lead generation. But what were you doing before real estate, and what lessons did you learn in your prior careers that you brought to real estate that's kind of helped you?
I was a product manager, managing a software product to the stock brokerage industry. And I did all the tech support like Tiffany does at Showcase. Okay. I did all of it. I tracked it. I built a database for it. Then I communicated that back to programming so they could make the product better. And then I worked with my dad in his business where he bought and sold closeout merchandise. And then my mom was in real estate. She talked me into real estate. So I went into real estate, good or bad, I don't know. But every day you feel unemployed. So I feel unemployed, even though I have a listing and a bunch of buyers. And then I have, my business is different. I have referral agents. So if I have something coming in where it's a celebrity or a luxury property at 10 million plus and they're going to Beverly Hills, I don't take it myself. I give it to my celebrity agent. She works it. And they send me a referral fee. So I've got about eight people out there, including a commercial agent. And I just farm out leads to them. And then I work with people that I really connect with.
So are they considered part of your team, or they're strictly as a referral network you've established?
Right now, they're just a referral network. Since I'm at Fathom Realty and it's kind of an independent company similar to an EXP model, I don't have anybody connected on a team, so to speak, anymore. Okay. They're just referral agents that I've met. Either they're from Keller Williams or Coldwell Banker or some other companies out there, and they're on the back end of the database for the most part, the back end of Showcase IDX, except for the commercial agent. And so they just work on it.
Okay. So I kind of want to go to the lead generation side of things, because obviously that's, especially when it comes to online real estate, that's kind of the buzzword, right? Everybody wants to generate leads. I kind of feel like agents are always chasing those leads, sometimes to their detriment, because, you know, as I've said before, the best leads are the ones you already have, you know, connections you have and whatnot. But so what are you doing now? You said you don't run ads on Google, Facebook, or any of those. It's just purely search. How did you get into establishing that kind of lead generation?
I read a book back in 2001 called Search Engine Optimization Made Easy. It's still online. It's absolutely free. It's a PDF. I read it, figured it out. And then I follow people like Miles Beckler, who's more of a affiliate marketing type of guy. He's on YouTube. I follow a whole bunch of different people that are not in real estate and kind of get some ideas from them. And then I know it's going to be hard to believe, but I pull apart websites. So when that means is I go and I look at, I hate to use this word, Zillow. I actually know what Zillow is doing that most agents don't do. And I track it and I follow it and I go, okay, they're doing this, this, and that. That sounds really interesting. Then I go over and I research. I was doing some research one day and I found this guy. He's a blogging millionaire called Brandon Gailey.
Okay.
And I listen to his podcast every time he releases something. He's not in real estate, but he gives you really great ideas on what to do to write a better blog post, better content, and get more organic traffic. Then I dumped Yoast SEO, which is a plugin for WordPress, and I went to RankMath because RankMath was brand new and cost less. So I put that out, that tripled my traffic. So I come up with all kinds of creative ideas. I have something running right now that one agent told me, nobody will fill out this questionnaire. It's a 5-minute questionnaire. I get them and people fill them out. It takes 20 minutes to do. It's really a buyer consultation and people will fill it out. It comes to me. I call the people, or if they want to just communicate by email, I'll email them, find out where they're going. The last one's going to either the city of Corona or Oceanside. So I have agents in both areas and sure, I could drive to both of them. I'm unfortunately a little bit older now. So I have agents there. So as soon as I have a consultation with that buyer client by phone, then I'll be able to figure out really where to send them or if I take it on myself.
So how much of your day-to-day is spent working on that creative side of things like blog posts and that kind of that side of the lead generation?
I don't know what the percentage of the day is, but I'm spending at least 4 to 5 hours on the website trying to come up with something new. I have some big project that I'm not going to talk about, unfortunately, that I think is going to really make a difference on the website. It just takes a lot of time. A friend of mine shared it with me, and so I'm trying to figure out how to make that work.
Okay.
So I just come up with creative ideas all the time, and then I'm just trying, even though I come up with a creative idea, it's like, oh my gosh, wait a minute, that's in, you know, a city 50 miles away. Then I go, let me just focus back here on Long Beach, Seal Beach, and Huntington Beach. And then when I have time, I'll move to those other cities. But the website is so big that it ranks high in the wine country with down here, which would be Temecula. It ranks high in Corona. It ranks high in San. So it ranks and it generates traffic. And then I have to kind of juggle people.
And just to reiterate, you're not spending any money on ads to get people to the site. All organic.
No. So, and I did find a way to do it on Google for 39 cents a click, but I haven't turned that ad on in a while.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, a lot of agents, when they start out, especially that, you know, I don't have the budget to advertise, I'm not making any commissions yet, but we all have the same amount of time in the day, right? We have the same amount of hours. So it's just, as you said, spending 4 or 5 hours a week researching, creating things and figuring out how to prioritize what you're going to use for lead generation. I think we could all learn a lesson from that. So it's great to hear that you're literally not spending any money.
Yeah, no. Well, I spend money at Showcase IDX and hosting and so on. So sorry about that, but you know, shameless plug. I just come up with creative ideas all the time. And some I've had people think that won't work. And I said, okay, great. That's the what I'm doing. So, I just try to use different tools to figure out how fast I could rank content, which was one of the tools from Brandon Gailey. And I just mess around with them and try to figure out what's going to work next.
So if someone signs up on your site, what kind of follow-up is going on if you're willing to talk about that? And are you sending people up on buyer searches? What's the kind of the process you have in place now for following up with leads? Because I imagine when you had 600 leads coming in, that had to have been automated to some degree, right?
Right. Well, at that time, I was using a product called One Part Place, developed by Steve Hunley down in San Diego. And it automatically saved the search for the person who registered, which I'd love to see as a future hit at Showcase IDX, where it automatically saves the search. But the way it works right now on redwagonteam.com is I will evaluate what you're looking at, create a custom search for you. So you're getting emails. Now, if you've qualified, there's about five different ways I get leads on the website. So depending on which one you come in on, it's just a pure registration. I set up that search for you. You're getting dripped on. The reason I want you dripped on is I want you to go back to the website. If you're in another situation where you fill out a questionnaire, I might put you on the MLS. I have a client looking for a house with a 100-foot boat dock. You can't do it through Showcase IDX or any IDX system. So I have to go into the real estate multiple listing service, set up a search for them. And then actually every few weeks, I got to look at it to see, because there's no search to say 100-foot boat dock. You have to kind of go through the property description type of thing. So it just really depends, but I'm doing that. And then my follow-up system works like this. You register on the website. It goes to Follow-Up Boss, which is a contact management software. Mm-hmm. I've used maybe five or six different ones. So it goes to Follow-Up Boss, and then there's an action plan that takes off, and it will send them, first from Showcase, it sends them an email. Then the next step is it'll wait a certain period of time. I think it's maybe 7 or 8 minutes. It sends them a text message. Okay. So if they respond to the text message, I'm really excited because it comes to the phone. And then next, there's an email sequence that goes off. And then depending on what they're searching or if they pop back in, Follow-Up Boss just really shows me everything, what they're looking at, better than, hate to say, Showcase the IDX does for me. So I know what average price is. Do they change? I'm looking at all these metrics all the time, then going, okay, they're now they've gone from, you know, $800,000 to $900,000 homes in Long Beach, and now they're looking in Huntington. So then I might look up a property in the MLS in Huntington Beach, go back to my website, put it through Showcase IDX, pull the link, email it to them and say, hey, you might like this one. And then it's like I'm really trying to help them out because they're there. They don't even know that I'm who I am yet. But now I've sent them a listing of a property that might work. Then they'll click on that. And then I'm tracking that on Follow-Up Boss. It shows me they opened it and they clicked on it. And it's all these metrics that I'm looking at constantly to figure out how can I be a better realtor online? How can I provide you a better service to make it helpful? Which is one of Google's tracking methods. How helpful is your website? And right now my bounce rate is below 2%.
Oh, wow.
So it is just amazing to watch that and try to figure out why is it below 2% now? I don't understand. So what did Google do to change their algorithm or something? I like to say it's all me, but it's not. So wow. I try to look at everything and then make decisions on how to follow up with people.
So what kind of registration settings do you have set up on yours? I think I was on your site this morning and yesterday. Really, really good site. I recommend everybody goes and checks it out because it's a really great way of customizing Showcase. But I think it was like two or three properties people could look at before they were forced to sign up.
Right. So I test it constantly.
Yeah.
So sometimes I do two to three for soft registration, and then the registration screen pops up. And I've tested it beyond belief on the different types of ways. So right now I have it so that the premium version is open and they get to look at three properties and they see what they get if they register. That's my view. So they're going to see the whole details and the average for that zip code of what the property could sell for, what the value is. They get all the details. And then once they see a value, they're more likely to give their information. Now, I know some people don't like to force register, but if I don't do it, nobody will register. They don't pick up the phone and call me. It's different in different marketplaces. I have a friend on the East Coast. He doesn't force them, and they pick up the phone and call him, and he sells a lot of real estate. I need about 10 times more traffic like he has to get to that point. But this is what's working now, and I want to figure out what is the ideal way to capture the client and help them find a property to buy or sell. That's what I'm looking for. What's ideal? I don't know.
Yeah, I used to give that recommendation of just testing it out every like 20 new signups or whatever. You look at the conversion rates and kind of play around with it there. So that's good. It's good that you're testing it out. And like you said, it does vary by market. So it's easy for someone to say, well, you've got to have one or zero registration, you know, zero force registration. And then, but that may not work for somewhere that's not the area that that person's in. So, and what would you say is the typical time frame? Because people do tend to start looking very early now. They may just be browsing out of fun, right? What's a typical time frame from someone signing up to buying a house, would you say?
Gosh, I don't know. It's anywhere from 6 to 9 months. And you have to keep following up. Like the guy that's looking for the house with the 100-foot boat dock, I've been following up with him for 5 years.
Yeah.
And I just took a listing a few weeks ago. I've been following up with that seller for 5 years. So it's follow-up that most agents will drop the ball after a while, or I used to be able to give out leads to people and they go, well, but I called them twice and they haven't responded. Okay, so send them an email, figure out something to get them, you know, offer them a Starbucks card. I don't care what you do, but you got to do something different that nobody else is doing. Now, when you first register, I don't call you within 5 minutes like some of the gurus will tell you to do, because you don't want the phone call unless you raise your hand and say, call me. Just because we asked for your phone number, I get that. That doesn't really mean you want a phone call. So some of the forms I have on the website ask you, what is your preferred method of communication? Who else asked that question? Nobody.
And you stick to that. Because I've seen that place before, and they still call you and they still text you, even though you've said, I just want to be emailed. So
I do my best to stick to that. You know, if you're not responding after a few months, I'm going to just call you or have one of my referral agents call you.
Yeah. So, I mean, it sounds like the search optimization and the lead follow-up is really where you've excelled in terms of standing out in the marketplace. I'm sure it's a saturated marketplace for you, just like it is everywhere. Right. Would that be a correct assessment in terms of your success in real estate, or what would you say attributes to the success that you've had? Because you've been in the game for a while now. You know, the average realtor is out of it after 3 years. So you've been in it for a while now.
Yeah, it's just really in the follow-up. I have somebody that reached out to me on LinkedIn a couple of days ago. I haven't spoken to that person, and I know it sounds bad, in at least 5 years, but I showed them property 5 years ago. They didn't buy, and then they moved to Kentucky, and now they're going to move back. And they're just reaching out to me, and I'm talking to them, and I just tell people the truth. You know, some people don't want to hear the truth, which is really kind of hard to believe, but I've had people, oh, well, Jay, I'm going to call someone else. So I just told you the truth, and no, we don't want to hear about it. Okay, thank you. So I'm just trying to be honest with people and upfront. And if it's a bad buy, I'll just tell you it's a bad buy and go buy something else.
Yeah, I used to be upfront with people like that. And it can rub people the wrong way because they, for some reason, get attached to a place that they've never been to.
You're welcome to buy whatever it is you want to buy. Yeah. There's a giant crack in the foundation. So if you want to buy it, okay, do whatever you want to do.
When it comes to follow-up, you know, you mentioned offering a Starbucks card. Well, have there been any interesting moves you've made like that that's kind of gotten someone to open an email or respond to you, you know, some kind of follow-up tactic that's been out of, you know, from their field?
I give them a home buyer's guide. So the home buyer's guide I put together a long, long time ago when we first started a real estate team. Yeah. I own all the websites and everything, so I don't have a real estate partner anymore. But I give them a 52-page home buyer's guide that I put together many, many years ago. And I'll go through and update it in Word. I used to have it automatically sent out, but for some reason, since the file is so big, it doesn't go out automatically with Follow-Up Boss or some of the other contact managers. So I basically, you fill it out, you request one. I'll go into Word, type in your name, make it look personalized, and then I send it by PDF.
Okay.
So I don't know anybody else doing that. If it's a seller, I'm just doing a little extra that nobody else is doing.
Yeah. And what percentage of your business is buyers versus sellers at this point?
Right now, since I'm unfortunately relying only on the internet until I go back to geographical farming, it's
Yeah.
pretty much about 90% buyers,
That's
but
what I'd imagine.
they do become sellers because they're secret buyers. They don't tell you that they have to sell their home. We've got
Right.
tons of listings that way where they're shopping, and we may have to go spend a little time opening the door and talking to them and building rapport and going through a buyer consultation to find out they have to sell in order to buy. And then that time frame can be 3 months, 6 months, could be a year.
Yeah.
So you just have to do that follow-up in between. Does it mean they're going to absolutely call me? That would be great, but I'd like to win the lottery over that. So, anything that we can do to help them out, I'd still like to figure out a better way to capture more home sellers online. So I'm always trying to come up with something like that.
Yeah, home seller, that's a tough one. Just in it's that one seems to be more referral based. Or like you said, they're buyers and they need to sell, so they just give you the listing because they like you and the work you're doing. Have there been any marketing campaigns or ads you've done, or some spending you've done that's just backfired completely, and you're like, I'm never going to do that again. Big
Sure.
mistake.
Sure. When I was running the real estate team with a friend of mine, I was doing some pay-per-click advertising on Google, $56 a click. Now, why I
Oof.
ever put $56 a click down, once I saw that, I stopped it instantly. But I'm more on the frugal side or cheap side. So when I talk to agents and they want to do pay-per-click advertising, well, Jay, what should I budget? No, I budget $10 a day. $10? Well, this company said I had to spend $350. Yeah, well, you have to pay them an extra fee of $550 to manage it all. And if you do
Right.
$10 a day, you'll find out whether or not people are clicking on the ad or not clicking on the ad. I have a local agent here over in the South Bay, and she has a, I don't know, a company I don't recommend. And they're charging her money for pay-per-click advertising. She had no idea what they were spending money on. So I have a third-party software that will show me exactly what they're spending money on. So I pulled the whole list of keywords and emailed it to her. So she has no clue. She's not managing that. She's just taking a credit card and handing it, give me business, just like agents would do on Zillow. Here's a credit card, give me business. Instead of going, hey, I'll just watch this video. Oh, is that how I do SEO? Oh, okay. And just work on it and add more relevant content that's helpful.
Yeah.
And then just reword it so
So,
they make works.
taking into account those mistakes and the things you're doing now, if you had to start from scratch, or you just got into the business today, what kind of tactics would you employ? Would you be doing what you're doing now, or would you be a bit more aggressive with some of the advertising? Because at the beginning you need money. You don't have a business that's
Right.
already
If
functioning.
I was a brand new agent today, I'd either join a real estate team
Yeah.
or run. I learned this type of open house called a home tour from a management consulting guy. And
Okay.
I would run home tours. They take 2 weeks to put together. I cut down the time frame in a week. I come up with something creative to get home sellers to show up. And I would just run those constantly because I put 40 signs up and I promote the heck out of the property. And then you would get home sellers and you'd get, 40 or 50 people showing up. And I recently talked to an agent. She go, oh, Jay, that won't work now. And I thought, yeah, you won't do the work now because you don't want to. So it works anytime. You just have to put work into it and time. So I would do that. And then I launched a website in August. It already has traffic. I haven't put a lot of time into it, but I picked the right name. So I don't call my website jvalento.com. For that particular market, I called it the neighborhood and then I added the word houses. Nobody had, I don't want to disclose it right now because, in case my friend who dominates that market knows where it is, I don't really want him to know just quite yet. So I
Yeah.
just used keywords. So if you're in Phoenix, you want to have it phoenixrealestate.com. If that's not taken, make sure it's a keyword phrase in your domain name. And so I've gotten traffic from this neighborhood. It's got 1,200 homes. I found a way to download all 1,200 homes from a title company, give me a CSV file. And I have 1,200 pages on that website for each page is a house. So if I was farming that neighborhood, I want to go by and take a picture of each house and I become a mini Zillow.
Yeah.
Then you stand out among everybody else because you can add a little contact form. If you're using Showcase IDX, you could actually put it for the address and drop the code in. And then just say, well, Jay, there's no listings there. Not a problem. Just add more detail or a little gallery at the bottom of listings nearby this neighborhood. And then that way you get the market as soon as a listing goes up for that house in that neighborhood. Well, you're already in the Google's database for that page, and it depends on how much content you put on it. You could rank ahead of Zillow.
So you've really put the time in with the SEO stuff. That's really interesting.
Yeah. So that.
How did you get the list from the title company? How did you pay them for that, or was it just a connection you had?
No, you just call your title company and you say, let's say it was, I'll make up a neighborhood like Huntington Harbor, and I wanted the entire, every single family home. They'll just send it to you on a CSV file. Mm-hmm. And you just tell them how much data you want. And when you get the data, there's a program in WordPress. I can't think of it right now, but it'll create like mass page creator. They'll create a page for every single house. Oh, so, wow. You know, in reality, you could put 10,000 houses on your website, but you have to kind of be a little creative on how you get a picture on each of them. And what I did was I included a video, and then I have a connection to another, hate to say, IDX company. They let me use their product. And so I have that on there. And so, you know, you can manipulate and do whatever you want. It's the internet. I mean, you could blog the heck out of it. My most successful blog posts are when I blog about New Year's Eve or the 4th of July. I did one 4th of July blog post, had 4,000 people a day.
Wow.
And they were coming to see what events they could attend on the 4th of July or New Year's Eve. Now, look, I'm competing against the local newspapers here, but if you do it right and you use proper software and set it up, you're going to get a massive amount of people. Or I came up with another idea, which I can't disclose, sorry. Yeah. That when I do something like that, I can hit a button and for free, I can send it to 22,000 people right here in Long Beach, California. So I want everybody to see it and get them there. And I like the word free. I don't like paying for stuff. So I'll figure out ways to do stuff to generate more business.
I love that. Yeah. I mean, Gary Vaynerchuk talked about that years ago. You know, your job, comma, media company. So in this stage, you're a real estate agent, comma, real media company. How many people would have thought to have blogged about what to do on the 4th of July in the local area? And now it's, like you said, free advertising. Instead of paying to be on a banner somewhere, people are coming to you.
And when they're spending, you know, I did it on 1 year, I did it on 4 different cities, Long Beach, Newport Beach, and then the wine country area in another city. And Newport Beach was the shortest blog post, and they spent 44 minutes on the website. Now, they're not there just to look at activities. The whole website is about real estate. You know they're searching all around real estate. So to me, that's like free traffic. Now, is it all going to buy and sell? No, and I don't care at that point because that's a community service that I'm offering up.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I'm working on another crazy Google tool that nobody is using but me. And so I don't talk about that one either, but it's generating traffic. Sorry.
No, that's great. I mean, I love that and encouraging agents to think outside of the box and most importantly, do things for free. You know, we think about spending so much money on the lead. I mean, I cringe when I think about the amount of money I wasted when I was an agent of buying, you know, essentially buying leads. I paid for a lead generation company. So it was like $500 a month I was spending. Mm-hmm. Complete waste. And I never got that back. You know, so to hear that you're doing, putting the work in is great.
Yeah. And I consult with agents. I'm building 2 websites for one agent right now. One for a new home building community that she's working on, where she's representing the home builder, and another one for her team. And the one for her team is running Showcase IDX, which would be great. It's not launched yet. And so the same thing with that. How do you get traffic? Got to write content. You got to figure out if you're at a particular franchise. Let's say you're at eXp and they have, you know, 10 different locations. You can have 10 different Google My Business locations, technically, because they're all at eXp. There's a guy at Cole Banker. He has, I've counted up, he's got 500 websites running right now here in Southern California. Wow. And because he's at Cole Banker, he has a Google My Business page or Google My Business account for each Cole Banker office with a different phone number and then a live chat thing. And so, and he's selling a lot of real estate all over. And so it's really mind-boggling what he's doing. When I had a team, we had 65 websites. I've kind of limited it down a little bit more because I don't want to manage that many. But yeah, it's you can do a lot of things. You just have to find your target market, your niche. What's your niche? Can't be, mine's not, even though I want to rank Long Beach real estate number one again, I haven't done that in so long, or Long Beach Homes or Long Beach Condos. Close on Long Beach Condos, but it hasn't flipped over to page one yet, where it used to be. But I had maybe six websites, or I had, let's say, three websites on page one for Long Beach Condos. But 3 out of 10 spots makes you get more business.
Yeah.
Now that's, I just awesome. Have technically one until I figure out what else to do.
Yeah. So we talked about what to do right. What would you say, before we wrap this up, what would you say the biggest mistakes you see agents making when it comes to generating leads or even in their follow-up?
Gosh. You just got to figure out what your system's going to be. Write it out. And if, like I use Follow-Up Boss, you can use Lion Desk, you can use Revolve. I talked to them today. Whatever it is, figure out how you're going to drip on them and what value you're going to give them. Could it just be, you know, instead of what are you looking for in a home, figure out what would they be thinking about. So let's say I'm moving to, I know this sounds obscure, but I'm moving to Queen Creek, Arizona. Well, I want to know what's fun to do in Queen Creek, Arizona. So even though I'm searching on your website for houses in Queen Creek, can't you just send me a list of fun things to do in Queen Creek, Arizona? You can play golf on Villages on the Green. Great. You can do this. You can do that. Because I'm not buying a house. I'm buying a lifestyle. We all sell lifestyles. We don't sell houses and condos and income. We're buying the lifestyle. So figure out how to make it a lifestyle. And just send it periodically. There's a lady. She's at Keller Williams. She's in Houston. I must have 200 emails from her because I went to her website, registered there, and she has something coming to me constantly, market update. I don't know how she does it. She must have some awesome follow-up system, and it keeps sending me stuff over and over again, or a gentleman in Arizona where I'm getting stuff constantly, and I've sent him about 6 or 8 referrals over the years. And so you got to be a little bit different. Figure out something. Put a clown outfit on. Take a picture. Send it to them. A bomb bomb. I don't care what it is. Make them jump up and down. I mean, I have a celebrity on the website right now connected to a big pop star. Well, I took that person and gave them the celebrity agent because they can communicate better. Yeah. Figure out what you can do to stand out in your email, in your follow-up. You know, what's missing? I think agents are scared of the internet. I still think they don't understand how it really works. Oh, Jay, you're a programmer. No, I'm a marketing guy. I just want to generate some business. And they think, oh, no, that's programming. Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I just changed one little code by doing, you know, some little CSS thing. I'm not an expert at it, but you can do it if you want to. Right. The question is, will you do it?
Yeah. Yeah. Kurt always says that, you know, SEO works as long as you do. So you've got to, it's about putting the time in and putting the work in. You know, it's been great, Jay. I really appreciate it. You know, there are some people you talk to where you really understand why they're successful. And it's very clear that you deserve every success you've had. And, you know, the business you built for yourself is well deserved. So I give you your flowers for that. It's been great talking to you and hearing.
No, send Starbucks cards, please.
The Starbucks cards, we'll do that. And people can find you at redwagonteam.com. That's correct, right?
Yes, and I also have a SEO website design company as well.
What's the URL for that so we can plug you a little bit?
That is SEOrealestatewagon.com.
Okay, perfect. All right, thanks, Jake.
Okay, take care.